You're listening to the Lawyer Brit Podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. Welcome to this mini episode of the Lawyer Brit Podcast. In this mini episode, I am answering the question, what advice would I give somebody who wants to switch practice areas? Or also common is, what advice would I give to somebody who wants to open a law firm in a practice area that they have absolutely no experience in? The common theme here being that somebody wants to get out of the practice area that they're in and go into a completely new practice area. And my advice for somebody is twofold. So there is the obvious option to go work for a law firm in that practice area. Yes, you might have to start at a low level. Yes, you're starting from ground zero. But if you actually want to go into this practice area, that could be invaluable. Let's just spend 6 months working for another attorney in a different practice area, learning as much as humanly possible from that attorney or that law firm. I mean, like, really dig deep, right? Like, spend your time, read the case law, handle the cases from start to finish. Ask questions to your superiors, use all the resources, like really, really take those 6 months and learn it well so that you could either A, start your own law firm if that is your goal, or if your goal is just to switch practice areas, if you really put time in, and I mean like really focus on learning your practice area, you'll be able to move up in the firm a lot quicker than if you just like got a job willy-nilly, right? My second option, and this is really for people who want to start a law firm in this practice area but have no experience, is if you don't want to go work for another law firm, you're like, eh, that sounds terrible, don't want to do that. My option to you is this. Learn as much as you can about this practice area without working for somebody. And I mean like use everything you can. Go on Lexis and Westlaw and read the case law. Watch YouTube videos. Do everything you possibly can to learn about this practice area. And then go out there and get cases in that practice area. So you're bringing the value by getting the case. And then instead of having to work for somebody else to learn the practice area, you then bring that case or a handful of cases to an experienced attorney, somebody you already either know or know of, or you can find in your community, in the industry, that you say, hey, I know you're experienced. I know that you're successful. And you know how to do this. I want to learn how to do this. I will split the fee with you for this case or these cases if you just give me your time and your knowledge and your expertise. I'll do all the legwork. I'll work the case. I'll go to the courthouse. I will do the depots, X, Y, and Z. But I want you to be my mentor, my guide, my senior attorney on this case. Will you do that? 9 times out of 10, someone's going to say yes because they're getting 50% of a fee for not doing anything but sharing what they already know. And I have heard of some lawyers going to senior lawyers and saying, hey, will you partner with me on this case so I can learn? And that lawyer simply just tries to get the baby lawyer, if you will, to work for them. Yes, I've seen that happen, but your options then are to A, double down and say, hey, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in bringing in the cases and doing this. And, you know, I see longevity here. If I can partner with you on these cases, and when I get complex cases, bigger cases, whatever, you'll be the first person I bring them to and we can split the fee then too. And if they see the value in that, great. I would see the value in that for sure. But if they don't, move on to another person. You can find another attorney who's willing to teach you what they know and willing to handle a case with you, getting part of the fee and teaching you as well. And this is all predicated on your ability to bring in the case, right? So you're sitting here saying, I don't know anything about this practice area. This is overwhelming. How am I supposed to get the case in the door? Like, there's so much free information out there. This goes for both options, option A and B. Whether you're going to go work for somebody for a few months and learn everything you can, or you plan on learning everything you can and then bringing in the case and partnering with somebody, there's so much free information available online. Through case texts for cases, through Google and articles. All of those big law firms put out plenty of blog posts and articles on their websites, yes, to drive traffic from potential clients, but it's out there and it's free and it's available and you can read it, right? YouTube is absolutely invaluable for anything you want to learn. There's so much content on YouTube. I think I read somewhere that there's so much content on YouTube that it would be impossible to like watch all of it in your lifetime if you just continued watching the entire time or a several lifetimes, something like that. I'm totally butchering that. But the point is, there's so much information available on YouTube. I used YouTube. When I first started out in property insurance, I had never seen an insurance policy in my entire life. And I was so confused about what was going on. I was like reading everything back to front to back. And I was trying to figure everything out. I went to YouTube to figure out how on earth is a house built? What is a roof truss? How does your plumbing system work? I was literally YouTubing these questions so that I could get answers and figure out what I was doing in these cases. Like, yes, I was working for somebody and I had senior attorneys, but that was more so about like the case, right? And like bigger concepts, solving problems. For me, I had to actually figure out on my own the smaller issues and the quote, common sense things that I just didn't know because I'd never been in that practice area before. So there's so much information out there that you can use to educate yourself in any practice area, in any industry, in anything, and then begin building your knowledge, expertise, and your brand in that practice area, right? Once you switch, quote unquote, practice areas, so meaning you enter into a new practice area, you want to start branding yourself. And I have a complete podcast episode about the riches are in the niches and why you want to niche down and how you can brand yourself in a specific practice area. Because when you brand yourself in a practice area, people automatically think of you when they think of that issue or that case or that practice area, and they can refer you business or call you when they have a problem, et cetera. And that's really important. So that's kind of like where I'm getting with this is if you want to switch practice area, there's two different ways to learn what you're doing based on what your goals are. You can pick one or the other. And then you want to brand yourself so you can bring in the cases and be valuable. And yes, even if you don't want to have your own law firm, I still recommend that you brand yourself and bring in cases, because being able to handle a case is all fine and dandy and it's valuable, but it's even more valuable if you can bring in the case and work the case to any type of firm, doesn't matter what. And I have a whole podcast episode of this. I think it's called You Don't Need a Business to Be Happy. And it explains like that process of furthering your career, bringing in the business, handling the cases without actually having to open your own firm if that's not something that really attracts you. And my closing and final note will be this. Before you switch practice areas, have a conversation with yourself. Get really honest about why you want to switch practice areas. Because some people just, they get the shiny object syndrome and they're like, oh, I want to do that practice area because that seems like super lucrative, or that seems like super crazy and fun and fast paced, or that seems really stable and easy. And that's like one of those like grass is greener situations where every kind of legal industry, every kind of legal practice area, every kind of legal case has its own set of challenges and rules and ways people deal with them, right? And so what I want you to not do is say, oh, I'm totally done with criminal defense. I'm going to go into PI, and then get into PI and be like, I hate contingency. Like, I want more, predictable this, that, and the other thing. I want to do flat fee. And you see what I'm saying? I want to make sure that you are considering everything about that practice area before going into it, and more so considering what you want your life to look like, what you want your lifestyle to be, what kind of money you want to make, what you want your day-to-day to be. Consider that before jumping into a new practice area, because that is going to be a better indicator of your happiness and success and overall satisfaction of life than just what practice area you're in because it's sexy and cool and lucrative and all the things, right? This was exactly my situation. And I've told this story before on my other podcast episode, The Making of Lawyer Brit, where I talk about how I was on defense. I was doing property insurance and I was freaking miserable. I was absolutely miserable. And I was like, get me out of this practice area. I want to do anything but. I was trying to get all sorts of different kinds of jobs. I think I like considered recruiting at some point. Thank God we didn't go with that route. But I was like trying to get out fast. But in reality, I just didn't like that situation. So I put myself in a different environment and it was 1,000 times better. I was still in property insurance. I still am in property insurance, but it just took that shift. And so that's why I want you to get like really deep, really honest, really forward with yourself about why you want to switch to practice areas before choosing one, so that you know you're going in the right direction. If you enjoyed this episode of the Lawyer Brit podcast, please take a screenshot, share it to your story, tag me @LawyerBrit on Instagram, and I will repost your story. See you in the next one.